ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man. Marijuana.
Start growing weed right now. It's completely legal.
Nah, just jokes. Chris here is here to set me straight. Thanks, Chris, for coming in. Otherwise, I'll just spread this crazy lies.
Oh.
Well, so I bet there's a few people growing weed already going, ah, yes.
It can't be far away. It can't be far away, can it, Chris?
In the
mathematically
in geological time, it's very close.
That's true.
If you consider the struggle.
Did you do geography at school?
Maybe.
Okay.
Did you do weed at school?
Are we going to be tested?
No, I was just wondering. You know, I thought maybe you might be referring to the rocks and that sort of stuff. The
well, you know, it's all relative, right? It's going to take a while to get there. We've got a referendum to get through. If you're talking about growing your own under the medical scheme for medical cannabis, it'll be coming in the end of this year, and some parts of it are in effect now. There is no grow your own in that one. However, it's a bit of a grey zone because there's an exemption created for people undergoing palliative care.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit wider than terminal patients. They're allowed to obtain it. So, you know, you could argue, well, growing your own is obtaining it. So we're not expecting a lot of prosecutions in that area. But, yeah, they're in a bit of a grey zone there. They're allowed to have it, but they're not technically allowed to get it. So that's why we have the full scheme coming into effect end of this year. That will be products being prescribed through your doctor, going down to your pharmacy. Grow your own in terms of adult use, that's what we assume will be part of the referendum next year to be held in the general election. And really, though, the discussion is around what's the retail model going to be. And whatever model we get, I think there's an assumption that, of course, you'll be able to grow your own, just like when you buy your tomatoes down at the supermarket. Well, you can, if you want, grow your own. But most people want to go down to the supermarket or the organic shop.
That is the first thing you grow, though, when you're growing something. You're like, yeah, chuck some tomatoes.
But even then, right?
They say it's usually get a really mint yield.
Well, yeah, once, and then people don't do it again. So it's kind of the same with cannabis, that the growing your own doesn't take care of the whole market.
Can
so
I reuse
it's
my
not
plant,
the solution.
By the way, after I've like cut all the hypothetically, after I've cut all the buds off it, can you reuse the plant?
Generally not. It's an annual plant, so it doesn't generally reflower and survive through the winter. And if it does, you might be selecting for a hermaphrodite, which
seeds
you don't generally want.
Right on.
Could you start a tiny little seedling now and just grow it really slowly right through winter until summer?
Under lights, you can do whatever you want.
Outdoor.
Generally after the midwinter solstice, any time after then, and then it's more a case of can it survive winter. So, you know, but if you're this side of the solstice, it's going to kind of muck with its natural life cycle.
Okay.
Hmm.
All right. No, I was just curious. I was just wondering.
How tall it could get theoretically.
Well, yeah, that in California, where a lot of places are limited by plant number, they go for gigantic single kind of plants, and they might even be limited to 99, but they make sure those 99 count if they're growing for a dispensary. So they're basically trees, you know. I mean, you can grow them very big. And that's why plant numbers don't make a lot of sense, because you just grow them bigger. So really it should be down to intention is the ideal, because that's the model we have with homebrew. You know, if you're intending it for yourself and to share with your friends, well, that's fine. If you intend to sell it, get a license. You know, and if you break those rules, it's very serious.
Tell you what, there's a lot of, if one does end up growing their own weed, there's a lot, you can go down quite a deep rabbit hole of figuring out how to grow weed well. The internet is quite nuggety and teaching you the ways of, oh, you need to get a magnifying glass, oh, you need to get these types of scissors, oh, you got to do all this stuff. It's like, gee whiz.
Wow, that sounds really complex, man. Far out.
Well,
anyone going to do that?
When you're
scissors, a magnifying glass?
Where do you get a magnifying glass from these days? You have to, like, just...
Sherlock Holmes.
Nick it off your granddad or
yeah,
something?
Growing medically is a lot more difficult. And in fact, if you hold it to the same standards, it can be almost impossible because it is a plant and there is some natural variability. And that's why really what we really want is a is basically two ways to produce medical cannabis here in New Zealand. And I think this makes a lot of sense, and it's the case in other countries too. And that's where you have the existing pathway, which you don't really change. That's the Medicines Act, that's a pharmaceutical route, produced to a GMP standard, a regular pharmaceutical, that kind of product, run it through clinical trials, get registered, now you're a medicine. That's that, right? That'd take longer and it'll take a bigger investment. You're on hold, caller. Don't interrupt.
I was giving Chris that you've got a call.
But the other route, which we really need if we're interested in patient access and actually helping patients right now rather than letting them die waiting, which is what will happen under the other route because it will take too long.
Right.
We will get there, but it will take a while. Now, whether that's 2 years, 3 years, or 10 years, it's not next week, right? Whereas what we can do under another pathway is actual cannabis, flowers and oils, rather than a pharmaceutical preparation, if you get my drift, and then doctors being able to prescribe both. So if you have that, then growing, setting up greenhouse grows and indoor grows and that kind of thing to do herbal cannabis, that can happen within 6 months. Then we can have patient access happening really quickly when the scheme comes into effect.
I've got a question.
While people work out the proper medicines down the other route.
Is there a plant at the moment being harvested on a commercial scale medically and being used for like medical stuff, like, you know, and like, so it's all like completely, everything's mint condition?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for a start, you have like the poppies that are over in Australia, so there's that.
So
if you look at our food industry, there's things like milk powder production that is done to GMP standard already.
How do you make milk powder? What?
And well, you just dry
them out.
But it's done to a GMP standard, and GMP is the pharmaceutical standard. So we already have food processing to that. And if you think of people extracting... massive. And huge. But if you think of, say, things like antioxidants out of blueberries and things like that, right? This is already happening to that kind of standard. So it's not reinventing the wheel as such.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, cool. I don't actually have any binoculars, but I am familiar with... turning binoculars around the other way and buzzing out like that as well. Cool. But I've got to agree with this other text as well. Growing your own pot is like home brewing beer. It's an art form. You can't just throw some seeds in the ground and expect good pot. You can wit. You can want.
I actually think you can, but each to their own. Genetics is a big thing. Genetics is big. That's true. And then what you do as a grower. So that brings me around. The genetics under the medical scheme, we're having this interesting thing where they're basically going to turn a blind eye to licensed producers obtaining local genetics. Or international genetics.
You can't.
You can't. They're going to turn a blind eye to it.
Is that them putting it in the too hard basket a little bit, going, oh, fuck, it's so niggly.
A little bit. It's copying Canada, and presumably Canada did it under some advice, they believe that it complies with the UN treaties. So
is it
basically,
something's going to blow over
the
time?
The regulator won't ask where the licensed producer got it from.
Right.
But that's not the same as an amnesty. So if the licensed producer fesses up where they got it from, or in fact for the people supplying the genetics to them, there's no actual prediction for that side.
Okay.
So it's not the same as an amnesty, which certain companies out there are actively going around saying,
right,
including on Radio New Zealand this Sunday, where they did a story on, what's it called, Insight Sunday Morning, so a story on business opportunities for New Zealand, and there was a very prominent medical cannabis company saying that there's an amnesty and they've signed up 500 people and so forth.
Right.
There is no amnesty, there is no legal protection for those 500 people that have signed up for their program.
Just a heads up from Chris Fowley right there.
Just a heads up.
Nice one, mate, that's what you're here for, thank you very much. Hey, John, this text is coming straight to you. John, if you started growing now plants, we'll get too big and obvious. I have plants pulled by pigs. Biggest ever found buds, size of your arm.
Right.
So maybe super baked, really strong weed as well.
Thanks, Koala, dude. That chewing gum. Is that a joint?
Do it, man.
That was... Marijuana Media.